President Biden will not be signing his domestic agenda into law this Christmas.
Now, Democrats had been hoping to pass a budget plan before they took off for the holidays. That will not happen. All 50 Democrats are needed to get the bill through the Senate, and one is still negotiating. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has been pushing to keep the costs down.
Okay, so, wow, we're talking about Joe Manchin resisting this bill. It's almost like, I don't know, we've done this 100 times before. But how bad is this latest setback for Democrats?
I mean, the bill's not dead, but it's definitely a big setback for Democrats and the president. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has been talking for weeks about saying that there would be a vote by Christmas, but he needs all 50 Democrats to pass this, and he's just not there yet. In a statement last night, President Biden said he talked to both Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi about his talks with Manchin, and he said, quote, "We will advance this work together over the days and weeks ahead. Leader Schumer and I determined to see this bill successfully on the floor as early as possible." But the word weeks in that statement shows you that these issues between Biden and Manchin are still pretty significant. It's going to take some time.
I feel that in a way the more progressive Democrats and Manchin have had the same conversation over and over again. Manchin says you're trying to squeeze too much into this bill, make some choices, and more progressive lawmakers say, how about if we squeeze too much into this bill or squeeze everything into this bill? It's not too much from their perspective, but they just seem to be repeating the same points about the cost and scope of the bill.
They have, and they've just been sort of at crossways for months. I mean, Manchin has also cited inflation concerns as a big factor in terms of sort of putting the brakes on this effort. You know, the president has said the package will help bring down costs. On policy, Manchin's mainly focused on the child tax credit. He says he's concerned about how much that would cost and what it would mean if it gets extended for more than the 1 year that's in this current bill. He also has been saying for some time he has worries about energy and climate change provisions. So these are big items that are going to have to be reworked.
Regardless of what Senator Manchin wants, it appears that Democrats are not going to be getting immigration into this bill.
That's right. It's been a rough week for Senate Democrats. The Senate parliamentarian ruled yesterday that they can't include a provision in this package that would give work permits to undocumented immigrants who've been in the United States since 2011. That would have meant they would not be deported. Top Senate Democrats released a statement last night saying they disagreed with the decision and they're still going to try other ways to get a path to citizenship. But this is the third time they've been rejected from trying to get broad immigration policies in this package.
I feel obliged to bring up something else here. Democrats are now turning back to the question of voting rights. And unlike the budget bill, voting rights is the kind of legislation where they need to get past a filibuster, meaning they need 10 Republicans to do anything. So what's happening there?
They're definitely trying again. They're sort of pivoting to this topic as they, you know, had some shaky progress on the spending bill. Advocates met with President Biden and Vice President Harris yesterday, and they say they want to move something soon. They say that there's a real urgency about acting as states are making changes to voting laws across the country. But as you said, Republicans have blocked it, so they're talking about potentially a carve-out to get around that Senate filibuster.